Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. And Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. Now here's the host of PRN at the Track, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Auburndale winner James Seawright. Then we'll get prepping tips for the Dirt Car Nationals Tour from Christy Osborne. And we'll have a conversation with Pulaski County winner Carl Bedzewski. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start Tennessee at I-75. Corey Hedgecock got that one. Alex Miller and Ashton Higgins split the late model wins at Kingsport. Tazewell went to Clyde Overholt. Chris Woods, a winner in South Carolina at Travelers Rest. Lancaster, South Carolina to Brandy Baker. John Ruggiero Jr. wins Cherokee. Lawrence goes to Billy Rushton. The Cars Tour on a homecoming at Langley Speedway for the winner, Connor Hall. Smart Tour was in Franklin County. Jake Crum won that one. Blue Ridge Outlaw late models in the High Banks of Wythe to Leighton Sullivan. Tyler Bear wins Natural Bridge, and Oak Level goes to Joey Washburn. Elizabeth City, North Carolina, Joe Weiss won both late model and sportsman. Chad Finchner won at Harris. Hickory goes to Michael Bumgardner. Bailey Lofton and Brandon White were winners at Gastonia. Friendship, Corey Gordon and Jake Barnacastle split the mod wins. Trey Burke and Dylan Ward winners at Caraway. Bowman Gray Stadium to Burt Myers. Dustin Mitchell wins County Line. East Lincoln to Jay Sessoms. And Alex Vance parks it at Victory Lane at Horsepower Park. And joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, James, they call him Jaws from back in the day, Seawright, the winner of the UARA portion of the races last weekend at Auburndale Speedway in Florida. Hey, James, welcome to the show. First, I got to find out for sure, where did you get the Jaws nickname on your handle there?
Hey, it's a funny story. When I was younger, back in go-karts, I was a chubby little feller, and my parents, they nicknamed me Jaws because they thought my jaws would be tired with how much I ate.
Well, now he's eating up the competition. James Seawright on the profabrication.com hotline. 75-lap winner of the UARA race at Auburndale Speedway last weekend. And I saw a Victory Lane photo of you with some dude in a white T-shirt. Typically, drivers have, you know, the pretty trophy girl with them. But it looked like you guys were having a good time together. What's the link between you and the you know, happy guy in the white T-shirt at Victory Lane?
That's Dylan Capello from Capello Legal. He's an awesome guy. Glad to have him at the racetrack. Actually, his first time out. So we're always glad when we can perform on nights like that, and hopefully we can get him out some more.
Dude, that's a lawyer, a sponsor, and a guy in a white T-shirt looking like he's having the best time. I hope anybody that is within range that, needs his kind of help, that's our kind of people. Dylan, keep going, and appreciate your supporting our guest, James Seawright, on the profabrication.com hotline, winning the event down there in the UARA at Auburndale. UARA has kind of developed over the years from one thing to the next. It's a different type late model than maybe the Cars Tour runs. What was the vehicle you were driving at Auburndale?
So it's a 2016 Port City car. It was originally ordered as a super and then got converted over to a sportsman prior to us acquiring the car. And I mean, that car has been great. I mean, biggest difference is we can't run coilovers like some of the other late models can, or most of the late models can. We are stuck on a big spring with spec shock. So it's just finding out how to make the geometry all work together.
Well, he made it work together and ended up in Victory Lane at Auburndale in the UARA event. James Seawright, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Understand one of the things that bolted on your car sounds pretty good. What can you tell us about the exhaust system you have?
Profab's great. They everything they sell is high quality and high performance, and couldn't have any better exhaust system on the car.
Well, profabrication.com hotline would agree, and the Profab hotline is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at profabrication.com. So, UARA, but the word that you might be coming up to the Carolinas for some such. What's the future holding that, within reason, you can give us some insight to James Seawright, our guest on the Profab hotline. What's up?
So for this year, we're trying to compete as many sportsman races as we can while also competing for a Cars Tour championship. First few races, not necessarily ideal. Although we showed speed in the last two and just situations unfolded that we couldn't control. But we look forward to getting back in the car at North Wilkesboro with the Hettinger Racing Direct Development crew and showing what the car and we're capable of.
Well, Ed, it will be an awesome event, and looking forward to having James Seawright, the winner from Auburndale of the UARA division, up at North Wilkesboro come midsummer for the Cars Tour event. And the Hettinger's always putting out great products, so look forward to seeing him continue to move forward. Running these events down in Florida, home turf, what's the family history with racing?
So it's my entire family's raced. Both my grandfather's raced, my dad raced, my actual great-grandfather on my dad's side raced. A lot of them from all my dad's side, they mostly ran Florida stuff and Florida locals and traveled a little bit, but not much. And then on my mother's side, her dad was, he ran mountain bike races, dirt bikes, dirt cars, pretty much everything that he could possibly drive up in Pennsylvania and Delaware.
Wow. You had no choice. You were born into this deal, and he is certainly upholding the Seawright name. James Seawright, winner of the UARA event at Auburndale, Florida, chatting with us about the long family history he has there. And, you know, getting a win, does this momentum coming off of Auburndale help you as you start to mentally visualize what you're going to be doing in the Cars Tour as the summer months unfold, like North Wilkesboro? What kind of boost is it for you to win?
Winning always gives you more confidence, especially going to events like that. But as far as the sportsman side, I think we knew we had this potential for a while, and it was just about making everything work together. I think we're finally putting together season one at the Rattler, one this past weekend, and hopefully we can click off a few more.
James Seawright's the driver in it because of a win at Auburndale in the UARA. He is our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. We appreciate you taking the time to join us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper, rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and X. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
I'm Andrew Kurland, along with David Stiles, here to give you the latest NASCAR news and opinions each weekday on PRN's Garage Pass. You'll hear everything from race recaps to feature stories, industry news, and chatter from around the garage.
I just think it's interesting to see kind of what your heart rate does in moments of calm or, you know, when things start to ramp up and how quickly you can kind of recover from that.
With Garage Pass, you won't miss a moment from green to checkered flag.
Hey, race fans, we can't wait to see you right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for a wicked fast, wicked fun weekend this August as we host New England's only NASCAR Cup Series weekend. Live performances, driver appearances. Don't forget to keep an eye on NHMS.com as we count down to New England's only NASCAR Cup weekend, August 21st through the 23rd, right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, New England's big track, where it's always about family, friends, and fun.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline is a veteran of traveling across the country with a race team. wife of Mark Voigt, Christy Osborne. Hey, Christy, welcome to the show. And the Hell Tour, as they call it, is upon us. And that tour is the Dirt Car Summer Nationals across Mid-America, 10 states over like 30 plus days, back to back to back. Christy, I look at that tour and I think, how do I even have enough luggage? What? How do you advise teams and such that with the experience you've had, what do you pack for the Hell Tour?
Oh my gosh. Thanks, Lenny, for having me, first of all. Second of all, it's a week away from today and I'm already, my kitchen table is full, around the table is full, on the floor is full. Right now, I'm just starting with one suitcase at a time. I got shorts and t-shirts, underwear and socks for the guys. They both have their own suitcases. It's crazy. And then as it gets closer, probably Monday, I start packing the snacks, the healthy snacks, the crackers and chips and whatever I can possibly think, and then start filling the refrigerator and the coolers and everything. And then they will run out on the road. So that's usually where we'll stop by at a Walmart or something and get more waters or sodas or electrolytes.
Hold on. Yes. That is amazing. 10 states. The Voigt Racing Team will be going on, and we're chatting with Christy Osborne, the wife of racer Mark Voigt, about the upcoming Dirt Car Nationals Tour, which is affectionately known as the Hell Tour. It goes from Indiana into Illinois into Indiana, Arkansas, Tennessee, Michigan, Missouri, Iowa, Kentucky, Ohio, and Wisconsin. They've had racers from the South win this championship over the years, racers from the North, everywhere. They all kind of converge in dirt late models and do their stuff. June 9th at Brownstown, Illinois, will start it out. July 12th is scheduled to be the final in Oroville, Ohio, at beautiful Wayne County Speedway. But in between, a lot goes on. And I got to believe that the pile of dirty clothes every couple of days has got to be something. How do you even plan to wash all these clothes when you're out on the tour with the crew?
Well, it's funny. Mark and Christian, my husband and son, both have their own big basket. And I keep mine totally separate because of all the grease and oil and everything. And we literally, anytime we get any opportunity to stop by at a laundromat, or if we get to come home for some reason, I go on it. I just one basket at a time, but I keep everybody separated just to make it easy and everything. And so we can wash it and put it right back into the suitcase to go back on the road again.
A family that washes separately stays together on the Hell Tour. Christy Osborne.
I would say Mark and Christian's probably get washed together, but mine doesn't go anywhere near there.
That won't pass tech if her stuff's in with theirs. Christy Osborne is our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets. It's engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at profabrication.com. And Christy, you mentioned earlier about snacks and healthy snacks. How about just general food and all? You know, keeping this crew moving, keeping them through the hot summer days and such. What kind of food and victuals are you going to have out there for them?
Well, what we do is, like, when we leave the bull ring Tuesday night of next week, as we head the next day to the next place, our goal every time is before we stop at the track, we stop and get lunch. Get one good meal in us, maybe even some leftovers that we have in the hauler. And then we unload the goodies and the car and everything. And then by supper, I usually keep like summer sausage, chicken salads, fruits and vegetables, even some popsicles in the freezer, whatever. So at night we make our own food. Most tracks will even get a nice sandwich or something, but we make it a point from track to track to stop at a lunch place, usually a mom and pop, and they're all fabulous. I haven't met one along the way that I haven't, you know, and the ones that are so fabulous, you make sure you go back again. You know, we've got them marked.
There are wonderful spots to stop at as the Dirt Car Nationals, even though they call it affectionately the Hell Tour. Christy Osborne keeping us updated on what it's like to prepare her team to go out onto this more than a month tour all across 10 different states, racing virtually every 5 days out of the seven, somewhere in there as they go back to back to back, and then maybe a day of travel and such. But what's been surprisingly better that has been expected along the years that you've been running on the tour?
there's certain things that have really warmed my heart. And I think when you go up north in Amish country by Rusty Schlenk's neighborhood, there's a lot of Amish, and you see them going down the main streets in their horse and buggies, and the girls, like the daughters, will be waving, and you can't take a picture because it's, you know, it's very, you just don't do that, you know.
Yeah.
But what you see is just unreal. And I think just the friends that you meet along the way, it's like every tour we do, you find yourself bunching up with certain ones. You know, you're friends with everybody, but you get close with, you know, one or two people, and you find yourself at every track parking next to them, or even doing lunch with them, or unloading with them. And it's very special. I mean, I can't say that enough. It's warmed my heart over all these years, you know, the people along the way, the friends.
The Dirt Car Summer Nationals Tour, known as the Hell Tour because of how hot it is, how long it is, how tough it can be, but how special it is for those warriors and their crews that go along the way. It starts June 9th at Brownstown, Illinois. It ends up July 12th at Wayne County in Ohio. A very, very special time for all these teams. And you could hear our guest, Christy Osborne, on the profabrication.com hotline, how the heart of it is really about the people. Mark Voigt and the team, where can we keep up with them on social media so we could follow the exploits of the racers?
Just find us on Facebook, Mark Voigt or Christy Osborne. I post something every day, keeping fans knowing how we're doing, how we're hanging in. And I always have to do a funny post or an emotional post or whatever. But there's times you pull up at track and you see it's so hot and you'll see your husband is totally drained. He looks white as a ghost. And I'll be like, go in the hauler. And he's like, 20 minutes, wake me up 20 minutes. I'll give him 2 hours, you know, because it's so hard.
Well, Christy, we got to run out of time on our end, but man, have a safe and wonderful time out there. You and Mark and the crew, thank you for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
This July, it's more than a race. It's a full-on, wide-open NASCAR weekend. The Quaker State 400, available at Walmart, takes over Echo Park Speedway July 11th and 12th. Engines roaring, lights blazing. It's high-speed action on the track and tailgates that turn into stories. All under the lights. Bring your crew, make memories. It's a summer night you won't forget. The Quaker State 400, available at Walmart. Get tickets now at EchoParkSpeedway.com.
This is PRN's Alexis Erickson, and if your life looks anything like mine, you are always on the go. So take advantage of the PRN mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast while you're on the go, making sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. You also get station listings and on-demand access to your favorite PRN shows like Garage Pass, PRN's At the Track, and Fast Talk with Doug Rice, Brad Gilley, and myself. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today, available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
There's more at the track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
Hi, this is Doug Rice at PRN. Join me for another great episode of Fast Talk.
I heard this 5 years ago with Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, I know
you think Jimmy
say.
Johnson forgot how to drive? You're an idiot. Shut up. Sit down. He's going to win 8 races in a row. I'm not putting Kyle Larson in that category, but I think driver slump and team slump. I think this may be more of a team slump than a driver slump. That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, fresh off of victory at Pulaski County Speedway in Virginia, Carl Budzewski. Hey, Carl, welcome to the show. And, got to start out with, Budzewski is not one of those names we typically think about in stock car racing, Wallace, Earnhardt, Waltrip, things like that. How'd you get your start in motorsports?
My mom and dad took me to Franklin County Speedway as a very young child. And, I grew up watching racing there. And it's a super fast 3/8 mile track. And it doesn't matter if you got 5 cars or 20 cars. The racing's always super exciting there. It just promotes good racing. And it just built a passion. I mean, I had buckets of Matchbox cars, and you couldn't keep me out of the dirt.
Who was your favorite? Who was your favorite, drivers back in the day?
Bobby Allison was my favorite. And then, of course, I stuck with the Allisons, and Davey was my favorite after Bobby had to retire. And we all know the story that, follows the Allisons. So, unfortunately, after that, I kind of transitioned into a Tony Stewart fan for a long time. Recently I've become a Carson Hosford fan. So.
Well, Carl, I think just right there, you are making up Budzewski fans by the path you're taking. What a great upbringing, Franklin County Speedway, an awesome track in Central Virginia, and the list of drivers from Allison all the way to Hosovar and Stewart and such. And Carl Budzewski, the Pulaski County winner last weekend. And we got to, talk about the race because Dee's Lug Nuts podcast put out a video about it. And those last couple of laps there looked like they were incredible. Mike Looney, a Martinsville winner, right to your side. Kyle Dudley, Daniel Silvestri in the field. Lane Woods right there trying to get it away from you as well. What was going through your mind on those last couple of laps, and how did you pull it out?
Oh, it was definitely nail-biting. Just stayed focused. My spotter, he's my best friend in life. He's my brother. Different mothers, but he keeps me under check, and we both drive very similarly. It's always elbows out. We want to go. We're not much of a saving tire type person, but he just talked me through it and just told me to focus on my line and just be aggressive. He told me what I needed to know, where they were, and we're going for the win there, so anything can happen. So we came out victorious, which I'm very thankful for.
Well, Carl Budzewski pulled it out over some huge competition there last weekend at Pulaski County Speedway. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. And speaking of ProFab, I understand wheeling into Victory Lane, we could hear the sweet sound coming out of there. What do you think of those ProFab headers?
Oh, they're the best. Definitely top equipment. They go way back with me, actually. When I was a rookie, Tony that owns ProFabrication down there sponsored me a full exhaust system, headers to exhaust tip. So didn't know me from Adam and showed faith and sent it to me, and we've been winning with them ever since.
Carl Budzewski, ProFabrication header driver all the way to Victory Lane at Pulaski County Speedway last weekend. Our guest on the ProFab hotline. I saw the hood of your vehicle look like the Chamber of Commerce had put a picture up of that picturesque part of Virginia. What's the what's going on with the great looking scenery there on the front of your car?
Well, it reflects our area that we live in. We live in the Roanoke Valley, surrounding areas. So, the Cutting Edge of Virginia's outdoor power equipment company that I own. And, we just try to, reflect in our community. So it's just got good scenery. My son drew that. And, so we just had it digitized. Well, he digitized it that became our logo.
Well, tell him it's a really cool logo. Cutting Edge of Virginia driver, Carl Budzewski, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, wheeling it against the likes of Mike Looney, Lane Woods, Kyle Dudley, Daniel Silvestri, and a field of drivers that, you know, could be a highlight anywhere to take that victory. And I understand that the chassis and the componentry, this has been a work in progress. This is the first win on it. In those closing laps, are you starting to hear sounds like, oh no, Looney's, I might take this from me because I'm starting to hear a clanking? How much of the drama is going through the helmet while you're trying to get, you know, set for that green on the final restart?
Well, there's always drama in your head, but you know, you just got to put those bugs away and you know, let the sleeping dogs lie where they may. I mean, you got a task at hand. I've always been kind of the opposite of it. I don't get really riled up about things. Even before qualifying, I get sleepy. It makes no sense. I just don't like, there's not that adrenaline spike for me. But once you're strapped in there, it's all business, and you really got to focus. I mean, you know, 2 feet on the track can make or break you big time, and you got to be really good and being repetitive and consistent and being able to hit those marks. So hitting those marks were key, and being as aggressive as possible without, you know, damaging and taking out good friends like Mike Looney. I mean, he's such a class act. And actually, he was just at my shop just before we hopped on the call here. So he stopped in, and he's always been a big supporter of mine. And same here for him. You know, we've grown up and known each other for over 20 years. So he's class act.
Man, and so is our guest, Carl Budzewski, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Winning it the right way at Pulaski County Speedway in the Cutting Edge of Virginia race car. You can see that video on D's Lug Nuts podcast site on their Facebook page. And it is something to watch, the pressure mount. And then scooting away is Carl in his race car. Where can we find out stuff about you on social media and on the internet to follow your story?
You can find us on Facebook at Budzewski Motorsports. And also on Instagram, Budzewski Motorsports. We don't post too much on the Instagram thing. I am a 47-year-old guy, so I'm not as keen or up to date with that stuff as I probably should be, but we'll work on getting better with that. But most of the stuff does post to the Facebook page.
Carl Budzewski on Facebook and in Victory Lane at Pulaski County Speedway, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. Thanks for taking the time. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a cannon in turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Packett.
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Blaney, bottom of the racetrack. Chastain makes it three wide. He'd like to take a spot here on the backstretch, and he charges. He wants the lead in turn three. Ross Chastain shot out of a cannon from the sixth starting spot. He has already moved up to second. The battle now for third on the high side. Kyle Larson, Riley Herbst challenging low.
Kyle Larson moves up to the top side. Going to lose a little bit of ground.
This is PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Summer racing season is upon us. Dream Weekend at Eldora. Lots of tracks having great events all across the country. Follow it all on PRN at the track on our social media. Powered by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net. And for all of us to the Performance Racing Network, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the track was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at HuntBrothersPizza.com. And Profabrication Headers and Exhaust. Quality that wins. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.